devil's advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us with your reaction today. Testimony from the former heads of the Department of Justice at the J6 committee hearing today. You can call us with your thoughts at 844-967-2789.
And Dominic, I'm broadcasting live from God's country, beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin. Well, now my current location, I'm in a hotel room in the Holiday Inn. The business center was otherwise occupied. A little too hot to do an outdoor recess today, Dom. And I think things are going to heat up for our friend Ron Johnson. And, you know, when it gets a little hot up in here, you go running to friendly confines. You go down to Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Dom, and you work it all out with Vicky McKenna.
the Jeffrey Clark of conservative talk radio. She'll do whatever you say.
She literally had Cleta Mitchell on 2 days ago as the January 6th counter programming in real time. While we're playing the J6, she's playing Cleta. Anyways, Rojo, Ron Johnson, senator from the state of Wisconsin, for now, told conservative radio host Vicky McKenna on Thursday that the documents in question originated in the office of U.S. Rep. Mike Kelly, a Republican from Pennsylvania. Why would he have them? They're Wisconsin and Michigan electors, and some guy in Pennsylvania's got them, or at least the congressman representing Pennsylvania. The reporting says it remains unclear how those documents got to Kelly's office. Johnson also told Icky Vicky he didn't know what the documents contained, despite Troopas, who's now under fire for coordinating. Under fire, is that what they call criminal investigation these days? A Troopas, who's now under fire for coordinating the Wisconsin Republicans who posed as electors, telling Johnson he needed to pass Pence a document on the Wisconsin electors. Let me read it on. 2 days before the text exchange between Johnson's office and that of the vice president, according to another text, the House committee disclosed Tuesday, Wisconsin Republican Party executive Mark Jefferson texted an unidentified person saying, "Freaking Trump idiots want someone to fly original elector papers to the Senate president. They're going to call on one of us to tell us just what the hell is going on." Now, Republicans have said the meeting to sign the document was to preserve their legal options amid litigation surrounding the election. Just keep your options open. Trump attorney Kenneth Cheesebro sent a memo to fellow Trump attorney and former Dane County Circuit Court Judge James Troopas on November 18th, 2020. That's pretty damn close to the election. Had Fox even called Arizona for Trump yet? Maybe. Detailing the Republicans' eventual plan to pose as electors. One of those faked electors, former Republican Party Chair Andrew Hitt, his parents must be so proud, told the U.S. House Committee in a video presented Tuesday that he was told the fake electors would only count if a court ruled in the former president's favor. But as this reporting, and I often point out, Andrew, the Wisconsin Supreme Court had already ruled before you met. Same day, the ruling had come down. You know you're lying. You know you're guilty. You're just willing to go along with the coup.
And not only that, as Rachel Maddow pointed out yesterday on MSNBC.
Sorry, I was partying, man.
The timing of the text. They said in the text to Johnson and his staff that they needed to get these documents because the archives did not receive them. But they did. They just didn't accept them because they accepted the actual real Wisconsin electors.
Are you implying that Jim Troopas and maybe Ron Johnson were up to something nefarious?
Well, I mean, Ron Johnson's lying his ass off yesterday. You can tell anytime he's stuttering.
Mike, just leave
me alone. You knew what you were. You took the text from Troopas. You replied 6 minutes later. You can't get any. What, you think this is not going to come out? You think you're that sly? You couldn't even pretend to be on the telephone. And you think you're going to get by with this kind of lie? You are not the smartest guy in the room, Ron Johnson.
Do you think that's why he stopped coming on the show? I mean, I know we stopped asking, but do you think they stopped calling or, you know, being sort of communicative with yours Truly and Little Dom and all that kind of stuff. Do you think that was because they knew the boss would probably come on our big show and confess? You know what I mean? We'd ask him three times and he'd say, oh, I got to tell you, man.
I'd hate to get inside the mind of Ron Johnson, but what I can tell you is yesterday when he was being interviewed, he was lying his ass off, as we are now being told today from the Madison.com reporting on these other news events. So if you reply to a text from Troopas saying, I need to give you electorate documents, and then you say, while you're being interviewed on this very topic that you have no idea what it was just some unnamed intern, that's you're caught, man. And he knew he was. Of course he knew he was. That's why he was pretending to be on his phone. And I don't know. I got to be honest, man. I don't know what's worse. The lie, because, hell, politicians lie. They all do it. Everybody lies. But to try to, pull off that, I'm on the phone. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. I mean, you're already caught in the lie, and now you make yourself look not only be a liar, but also a fool.
I could have picked a better background than the orange chair at the Holiday Inn Express as well. I could have found a background from the Ritz-Carlton or something, Dom, but you'd know I was lying to you. People would know I'd lying because I'd be too cheap to spend up for a good hotel.
What, the circus didn't have any rooms available, Crudy?
buddy, I like the Holiday Inn. It's been a nice hotel, a nice stay. It's next to Buzzard Billy's. That's going to be tomorrow's venue. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the beautiful God's country of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And we're in the third CD. And Dom, tomorrow, going to have a couple of third CD candidates. Brad Paff, he is a state senator, the former never-confirmed ag secretary to Governor Tony Evers, and then Republicans, when it became convenient, pushed him out. But he has subsequently won a special election, state senator. He has been endorsed by Ron Kind, the outgoing seed corn plant and congressman from right here in La Crosse, many, many years. So Brad's joining us at 3:05. And then Deb McGrath, we've met her before. She's the former CIA officer. She's also running in the third. I'm going to reach out to Rebecca Cook's campaign as well. And we know we got a couple of fine U.S. senatorial candidates. We got Sarah Godlewski. We got Tom Nelson. I'm sorry, man. I've been thinking too much and talking too much. Tom Nelson, our friend Tom. They're both joining at the Happy Hour tomorrow. And I expect to roll out Ben Wickler about 4 o'clock if I can. Dom, it's like a 9-iron from the convention center. Ben wants me to come to him. I'm like, that's not exactly how live radio works, but we'll work it out. So, the Devil's Advocates, we're always working it out, the J6 coverage, and, of course, the live recap. And tomorrow we'll turn our attention to the Dems here in Wisconsin. But now we turn our attention to you and the happy hour, the happier happy hour. It starts right now. The phones, they're open, 844. 967-2789.
Tom Nelson.
Thomas Nelson is probably the